Hi there. Welcome to the Jasmine Star Show. My name is Megan, and I am the Social Curator Success Coordinator. I am so excited to introduce today's podcast episode, which is a replay from the Cenagents International's Pit Stop M3 this summer. Cenagents is a direct sales company in the beauty industry, and they welcomed Jasmine to give a keynote at their virtual conference. Then, their distributors were invited to ask Jasmine their burning questions, and that is what you are about to listen to today. From her best advice for a teenager to the three things that equal a profitable business and tons of tactical social media tips, you're about to hear Jasmine drop the mic during this Q&A. I know you're going to love it as much as I do, so without further ado, let's listen in on Jasmine's responses to Cenagents distributors at Pit Stop Q&A.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here back with Jasmine Star for our exclusive Q&A. We're going to pick your brain, girl.
Great.
Like I said, you know, through the chat, we were getting so many questions, so we are going to just take some of your time. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
And just pick your brain on a few more, you know, detailed questions from our superstars out there. Welcome, superstars. Thank you so much for tapping in, tuning in, turning on to this energy. And I'm sure this session is going to be informative. And again, another opportunity to heighten, change your business, and help you be the light in the future of your business. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one is from Heather Arthur, and her question is, how can we convert likes / comments to sales?
It's very important that you first have to acknowledge that likes don't lead to sales.
Mm.
Likes lead to the door of conversation, which is why in the presentation I had spoken specifically about how it's important to respond to comments, even if they're just one word. Because far before somebody will buy from you, they have to trust you. So if somebody says, oh, there's a comment, that's a hot lead. No, that's not even a lead yet. It's just interest. And so how do you convert likes and comments into sales? I feel like the natural progression is to first start building trust over consistent engagement. So your people know if they leave a comment, you're going to leave a comment back.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they will start viewing your stories. And if you put polls, so Instagram has engagement tools. You have the poll, you have a quiz, you have the slider,
right.
You have the chat. Instagram is giving us those tools so that Instagram algorithm knows who's voting, who's talking back to you. When they know who's voting and who's talking back to you, there's a higher likelihood of them seeing your future post. So every so often you will see me using an engagement tool.
Right.
Because what happens is when people leave a vote, they don't have to say anything. They just have to push a button.
Yeah.
But if I had a vote and I said, do you like water or do you like flowers? And somebody clicks on flowers, I can go to the votes and I can see everybody who picked on flowers. Or maybe I have two shades of lipstick. And I'm like, do you like this shade or this shade? And everybody who picked on this shade, even though they just voted, it's an open door for me to start the conversation. I can go to them like, I too love this color.
Yes.
Here's why.
Yes.
And then someone's like, oh, I've started the conversation. When you start the conversation privately, one-on-one, it's no longer somebody think, oh, it looks like optics for engagement. It's I'm here for you. And someone's just like, well, I love it. Just because somebody votes that they like that red lipstick, it doesn't mean they can lead into a sale. What you then have to do is just start the conversation. So the next time they vote on a poll or on a quiz, you follow up with them then too. So the way that social media works, this is the long answer, but I'm gonna get to the point.
Yeah.
Is if you and I were to walk into a cocktail party, an industry mixer, wedding reception, we walk in, and if I walked in and I stood in the center of the room and I said, buy this lipstick. This lipstick is in red. This lipstick's in pink. This lipstick's amazing. It's the kissable lipstick. People will look at me at this party or at this wedding being like this girl's tripping.
Crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. You're crazy. But here's the thing, Adrienne, what do we see on social? The same dang thing.
Yes.
So what you have to do is the conversations lead to conversion. So if you want a like, if you want a comment, just know that's the start of a very long path. But closing the end of the Gettysburg Address on Instagram.
Yes.
Is that your hottest customer is a customer who bought from you before.
Okay.
So what we want to do is, yes, focus on getting new customers, but going deep with our current customers, continuing the engagement, then go to the conversions.
So I have a question about conversion, and I hope this is okay, Heather, because it's kind of like, you know, the chicken or the egg, which comes first. So first of all, it takes time to convert. you know, it, yes. on Instagram, yes. on social, because it's about the relationship. And that's kind of a slow burn.
Yes.
But how do I even get someone to look my way? What am I doing? Because that's one of the conversations that I think collectively we're finding since we've been in this new normal, that it's like we've got our existing customers. Like you said, they're already in. They're already loving it, right? But I always talk about there's a third coming, there's a third staying, and there's a third going. Mm-hmm. How do I get somebody to come to me when it's so much noise out there on social right now?
Okay, so in order for you to stick out of a saturated market, you have to insert yourself in conversations where they're not looking for the thing that you need. So let's just break this down into high level marketing. Because ladies, like Santa sisters, you didn't come to play. So
you came to what? Slay.
You came to slay. You came to slay. That is what you've come today to do. So what you want to do is, there's this temptation to mix two types of marketing.
Yeah.
You have searchable marketing and you have stumble upon marketing. Searchable marketing means that somebody's going to Instagram knowing I need lipstick.
Yeah.
So they're gonna start looking for those hashtags. So that's just half of the battle to get somebody to notice you. It's a very saturated market. So searchable marketing, I'm searching for lipstick. And we're just using lipstick as an example.
Yeah.
Stumble upon marketing, that's the game changer.
Okay.
Because you're gonna be selling to somebody who didn't know they wanted to buy the thing you were selling. So how then do you get stumble upon marketing? You're gonna go in and insert yourself in social conversations that didn't even, we're not even talking about lipstick or facial care. So The Bachelor, there's the Bachelor Nation.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yes.
You probably guessing that there's a big market of ladies who need lipstick watching The Bachelor. They just don't know they need lip sets.
Right.
So then what you want to do is create content around social conversations.
Mm.
And then what you do is be like, I'm getting ready for The Bachelor. Here's my 5-minute Bachelor look.
Love
you
it.
Put a time lapse on. If the Olympics are coming up, I got this red lipstick because it looks like one of the red in the 5 rings of the Olympics. So then what you do is that you're creating content around social conversations. And then for somebody who is, like, let's say it's the Golden Globes, and people are talking about the Golden Globes, and they talk about, let's say, J-Lo, because you know, the goddess,
yes.
the
yes.
queen, the Puerto Rican herself,
yes.
she has this glowy look. So then
All
what
the
you
time.
Can do is you can start going into the Golden Globes or the Academy Awards hashtags, and you're leaving conversations around people who are talking about fashion and beauty. You're pre-qualifying a conversation, letting
it.
People know, oh, I just love her look. That is, and now you're not saying, I love her look, I also sell a golden lip sense.
Right.
You're just starting the conversation to be like, who is this person coming in my account, starting this conversation? They go to your account, and what do they dang see? A whole glowy look like J-Lo.
Yes.
You're creating content to further their conversations, the conversations lead to trust.
Okay, well, there it is. There it is. That's what you need to do. And that's what I love. It doesn't always have to be specifically about the product.
No.
It's around the conversations that are happening.
Yes. The content leads to conversations. The conversations lead to conversions.
Okay. Say that again.
The content leads to conversations. The conversations lead to conversions.
Right. And the conversion leads to...
Well, the conversion is the sale, right?
Sale.
You're going to
yeah.
convert your follower
Absolutely.
Into a customer.
Love that. Hope that answers your question. Samantha Jackson wants to know, how do you overcome the nasty little voice in your head? I feel like some days I've squashed it and others it's bigger than life. Hello.
So what you feed grows.
I
can't think of a single person who doesn't wake up at some point on some days with the negative voice.
Yeah.
And the more that we speak to the negative voice, the more that we listen to the negative voice, the more that we have a conversation with a negative voice, that's what we're going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make the active and cognizant decision to say, not today.
Yeah.
That was who I once was.
Yeah.
And I know, and you and I had a conversation before we came on, and we talk about the intentions that we set for the day.
Yeah.
And there are days that you wake up and say, I am not enough. I am not doing enough. I don't have enough, nor will I be enough. If that's what you say, so a belief is a thought that you think yeah. again and again and again. So our brain has the power to change our beliefs based on the thoughts we think. So the minute that I get the thought of, you're not moving fast enough, you're not growing fast enough, I'm like, stop, girl, we ain't got time for this. I got over you.
Right.
So what I'm going to say is, instead of I don't have enough time, it's where can I use my time best?
Right.
What's going to be the biggest ROI, return on investment?
Yep.
Somebody once said, the way that you talk about things, you can't just say, I don't know what I'm doing. Because if you continue to say, I don't know what I'm doing, your brain will never be hardwired to figure out the path. The questions determine the outcome. Instead of saying, I don't know what I'm doing, the question you should say is, how can I learn to know what to do? And events like M3 lay it out.
Right.
You don't know what to do, you show up, now your brain has pathways opening to what's the next step should be.
Right, I love that. And that goes back to, and I have to pivot on this a little bit, because that goes back to knowing what you want. The first thing that I said this morning is, you're gonna get out of this what you put into it. So Samantha, figure out what it is you want, what you want, share it with people, you know, use the tip that Jasmine just shared, and just work through it, right? It's a practice. You get better with the more you do it, right? Not today. Tell yourself, not today. I love that. So Antoinette and Stephanie Boyles actually have a question together, a group question. I love this. What if we are showing up each day, videos and posts, but still have no engagement? What am I missing?
So, just real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk, girl to girl.
Real talk.
Not even girl to girl. Hustler to hustler, dreamer to dreamer, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Is if we know the system works, but the system doesn't seem to be working for you, then the only thing to assess then is, can I change the approach to get different results? Because if I say showing up is what works, and you're showing up and it's not working, then all you need to do is work backwards, reverse engineer.
Yes.
So if I'm showing up and people aren't caring the way that I want them to, then I need to change things one by one. I need to change the types of photos that I'm posting. Maybe I need to change the copy, like your caption. Maybe instead of doing 85 stories with the cat on the windowsill, my baby having Cheerios, and then being like, okay, maybe that doesn't work. Maybe somebody wants 3 to 4 stories, a little bit more curated.
Yeah.
So while the answer is, I don't know, the only thing I could say in confidence is, you have to change the approach. We know what's not working.
Yes.
I don't know what will work for you and your dream customer, but the idea is, take a step back and say, what do I need to test something new? Because insanity, like I said, is doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result. So if you're not getting the results that you want, you got to change the approach to get different results.
Yeah, I love that. So do you recommend that they maybe, you know, who's doing it well? And find out if you find someone that's doing it well, maybe flattery is the best form, right?
Right.
So do you recommend, like, maybe going, okay, well, so-and-so, that seems to be working well, maybe I can try it, and then stamp it with my own personality. Does that work?
Yes, it can. It doesn't mean that it will.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes there's this temptation to look at somebody else who's doing it well and then be like, okay, so
I'm just going to do what they do.
I'm going to do what they do.
Yeah.
And then it just feels like a really bad copy.
Yeah.
So the idea is not to map to the action, but to map to the intention.
Mm.
Just because you see, like, I've been going through the stories. So people who are tagging me in stories, thank you so much, because I'm connecting with them. And there are some people who are just owning it. There was one girl who just started screaming, I love it. This is great. If I tried doing that in my stories, people would be like, ooh, girl, was day drinking.
Yes.
And then there is another, like, mom and daughter doing it together.
Yeah.
Now, if you do that and your daughter's like,
exactly.
You know, so you have, what was the action? Screaming, mommy, daughter. You don't have to necessarily copy it, but you say, what are they trying to do? They're trying to tell their follower that they're doing it along with their children.
Yes.
This person's trying to tell how excitement
that.
It is. So the intention. How can I do the same intention my own way?
Yeah. We talked about that. We talked about waking up with intention.
Yes.
Right? Everything we do is with intention. Love that. That's great. Dorothy White wants to know, do you recommend mastering a platform or two before moving into other ones? When do you move to a website and then creating an email list? So do you recommend mastering multiple platforms or mastering one at a time and then?
Here's the thing. There's no one right way.
Yeah.
If you're a very quick learner and you can adapt rather quickly and not feel overwhelmed, then do as much as you can. I focus just on one thing and then add another. I focus on one thing and then add another. That's just the way that I work.
Same.
But going to the latter part of your question, is that at what point do you create a website in like an email sequence and funnel? As soon as possible.
Okay.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because what we have to understand, and this is a little bit of a pivot from the conversation, is everybody right now in this room is selling the same thing.
Yes.
The same thing. In the same packaging, for the same price, at the same time.
Right.
So why would I, as a consumer, choose to buy it from you, or you, or you? Let's be real. I'm choosing from the person who I self-identify with.
Yeah.
So the person I self-identify with is making it easier for me to consume by personality. When you have a website that I can go to and I have a deeper, richer understanding, it solicits trust. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Yeah. Of the other three people that I looked at, you have a website and it looks like it's set up and I understand who you are, I'm more inclined to buy. A website fosters trust. And trust is the digital currency in 2020 on how somebody's going to consume and buy.
I love that you said digital currency. And I always say people join people, not companies.
Yes.
And that was a major question I was going to ask later. Like, you know, if we're all doing the same thing, selling the same product, what does that look like individually for us?
Absolutely.
Right? And you just nailed it.
But that's why when it comes to direct sales, you have to understand that you own that experience. You're in charge of that experience. And if you are just stepping into, I'm
social.
Yes.
Right? Sales is about a relationship.
Yes.
It's not about the end result. It's about the relationship.
Yes.
I love it. All right. So Susan wants to know, what's one piece of advice you would give to a teen girl?
Own your power.
Own your power.
Just be okay in your own skin. Mm-hmm. There's going to come a point in your life where you look back and you think, I wasted precious time and energy of my youth looking and caring about people who have no bearing on my potential or my future success.
Yeah.
We spend too much time caring to impress people we don't know or don't even like. So we spend money to buy things we can't afford to step into a place where we're not even fulfilled and happy.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? And do that and have no caring about what other people say.
Who do you want to be? You know, being true to yourself.
Absolutely.
That's really powerful, especially, you know, just in today's world and everything that's going on. I love that. Thank you, Susan, for asking that. These are all amazing questions. You guys are really tapped in. Okay, Heather wants to know, do you have albums in your phone with your photo book, or how do you keep all the pictures organized and accessible?
Well, the beautiful thing is that people can choose what works best for them.
Yeah.
Yes, an album on your iPhone works fantastically well. You can move photos into the album. If you have like an app for Dropbox, you could upload your photos to Dropbox. Oftentimes you can even, if you have Google Drive, you can absolutely put them into Google Drive. You can also, there are social planning apps like Later, Planoly, Plan, where you can upload the photo and you don't have to post it or schedule it. You can just have it there as an archive for you to use when needed.
Okay, perfect. All right, next question. Lindsay wants to know, what ratio should be posting personal photo topics and about or business topics?
Oh.
So how do we
find
the balance?
She doesn't have to care what Adrian says or what Jasmine says or what anybody says. The question you have to ask yourself is, what does your customer want to see?
Ooh, that's good.
Because you can look at some people who have a very strongly driven sales account and they do really well. And then you see somebody else who has this wildly personal, very heavy and intensive like personal account, and they do equally as well. What does your dream customer want to see? And then double down on that.
How do you know what your customer wants to see? Is that where the polling comes in? That's when you start asking the questions?
So polling is a great thing, but then also your analytics, your followers talk to you.
Oh.
So let's just say I am selling Scentigens and I am doing tutorials, makeup tutorials. And then randomly I'm doing like where my family's going on vacation. And the photos where my family's going on vacation are all so much more ahead in regards to engagement. My audience is telling me, Jasmine, we like this, but what we really care about that. And it's like, okay, if people care about the family perspective, how then do I then leverage my family going on vacation to, here are the three lipsticks that I'm taking, my weekend wear, my morning wear, and then this is night out in the town when mom and daddy got a nanny that night. Yeah. That's the lipstick I'm wearing. So you're incorporating personal elements, and then you do a swipe to the three lipsticks that you're taking, explain why. Very personal, hook them in, get the engagement, but also at the same time, do something practical that points back to your business.
Okay, I love that. Okay, is it okay to use your personal Instagram for your business, or is it best to create a separate account?
Again, there is remember in that presentation I said there's no right or wrong, there's no good or bad. Some people really are private about their partners, about their children.
Yeah.
They're really private about the inner workings of their home. They're really private when they go on vacation. I applaud that.
Yeah.
So the barometer, this is what I call the stranger on the airplane rule. What you would tell a stranger on the airplane would be good for you to share on social. If you are not okay telling a stranger on the airplane that you have two kids, don't put that out on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you are not okay telling your stranger that you happen to live in Los Angeles, California, well, then you don't put that.
How much time do you spend on planning content? And, you know, because I know you've already got that built in with Social Curator, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm just starting green, I'm a new distributor. I'm new to social media. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up. I'm re-engaging.
Mm-hmm.
How do I start with all of that?
Well, I teach a class, and no, it's not a pitch for the class because it's not even available right now. I teach it free.
Yeah.
The class is how to plan a month of content in one day.
Yeah.
So So I plan a month of content in one day, and then I spend 40 minutes at the beginning of the week because I have my big plan. What am I doing every day? So y'all, I knew I was coming here. I don't think I'm going to be posting in real time on this day, and I don't think I'm going to be posting tomorrow on a Saturday. But what's going to appear next week? I got it planned. A little review and preview of what I did here. So I look at my month, what is going on? And let me just break it down into four simple steps. I look at the month, and then I first take into national holidays. We're in July. We should be posting about Independence Day a little bit if you want to, right? These are events that are happening this month. We also have social media holidays. Okay.
Yes.
These are great opportunities.
A day for everything.
Everything, right? So if it's like National Pizza Day, why don't you wear a red lip?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a slice of pizza at the beginning of the month, have a juicy red lip, have it here, take a little selfie. All it is your lip and a little bit of pepperoni and be like, even though this color is X, it matches my pepperoni.
Yeah.
So then you use the hashtag National Pizza Day. You're inserting yourself in a conversation of people who didn't know they needed that red pepperoni lipstick. And now you've positioned your place in a social conversation. Mm. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look at events that are happening personally, or birthdays you want to announce, team members that you want to highlight.
Yeah.
Then the lastly is personal items like birthdays, things that you like look at your calendar and say, okay, well, I have national holidays, social media holidays, I have business events, I have personal events. These are all the things here. Then what I do is I fill in the gaps with other business things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
It becomes very systematic, but this is how you do a lot in a short amount of time.
And the key word was plan.
Yes.
Plan.
Yes.
That's it. You gotta have a plan.
Yes.
I love that. Kelsey wants to know, what's the best way to store photo banks? I think we asked that. Pictures without clogging up your phone storage. So you shared a couple of those platforms.
On your phone, Dropbox, G Drive. You can also upload the photos to a planning app.
Yeah. Do people use thumb drives? Am I really telling my age right now?
Oh, girl. AOL called and they want their history back. Nobody's using thumb drives.
I said thumb drive. Last week if they had a thumb drive. Okay.
And do you have a rotary phone in your office? You just go like this.
I have the original BlackBerry.
Stop.
I did say that. I'm sorry. Yes, I used to have a rolling. Sorry, guys. Tell them my age here. Okay. Let's see. Samantha, how do you decide what photo topics are? In what ways has your law background, this is good, help you in your current career?
Oh, so
it helped me know that I didn't want to be a lawyer.
That's true.
Sorry to all the lawyers out there. It just wasn't for me or us because we both left. But anyway.
So what it taught me is how to think in the gray. Oftentimes as business owners, we want things to be black or white.
Yeah.
But in law, the opposite of bad isn't good.
Mm.
It's just not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that it's good. And so oftentimes when it comes to social, what we want to do is say, if I do this, then the opposite of me not doing this would be that. So therefore, I'm guaranteed these results. No, you're not. The only thing you're guaranteed is to take an action, assess the action, and then see if you need to modify. So law school has made it very easy for me to be agnostic. I'm not attached to the way my photos perform. I'm not attached. People say, how does it make your feelings feel when people don't engage? I don't care.
Ooh, let's stop there for a second because that's probably something too, is that people, and I was talking about this earlier, is that sometimes even in my role, it's like, do I go live? Don't I go live? What do I say? Don't I say? They're going to talk about me. So that emotion part, right? How do you get over that? Because I know for sure.
I've had people just say,
I'm just so afraid of going live. I'm so afraid of being in that vulnerable space.
Hold on. They're going to have an opinion about you anyway.
You go live
or you don't go live.
Yeah.
You post or you don't post.
Yes.
You do a demo or you don't do a demo. You sit on your couch, you go on a run. They're going to have an opinion anyway. Somebody else's opinions of you doesn't pay your bills. Your work, your ethic, your chutzpah, and your sheer drive to do what you want to do is what you control. So they're going to have an opinion anyway. So guess what? You're going to go live and no one's going to show up.
Okay, I'm going to jump to a question because speaking of how you look, being pretty, you said pretty feed doesn't equal profitable business.
Yes.
So what does? Give me three things that equal profitable business.
Oh, number one, building systems. Building systems means having a plan.
Stop right there. Building systems. We have the system. Continue.
Okay, but that's the heaviest thing. People want to say, but I want to amend the system.
Yeah.
See, I only want to do steps 1 and 7
and
of the system.
It is.
And it's like, no. Let the people who've gone before you, once you do the system, you can then change the system.
Yeah.
But until you do all of the steps again and again, you have no right to say what doesn't or doesn't work. You can't pick and choose. This isn't the buffet of business. Systems work. So when we apply the system, that's step number one. Step number two is have the humility to try and then be unattached to the outcome. Because if you go live, so I don't know what like the vernacular is on the inside, but if you are encouraging people to go live on Facebook, on Instagram, and then people do it once and they're sweating profusely and nobody showed up and it was awkward and they did it for 3.75 minutes and they're like, I'll never do it again. You didn't learn anything. Success goes to those who fall on their face and get back up again and again. To anybody who has more than five people on a live, you had to do a live 55 times with nobody there to watch. But if you are doing a live and you're so afraid to do it, I have to tell you that when I started doing lives, nobody showed up. But I learned by process that you don't do the live for the live. You do the live for the replay.
Yeah.
People will watch.
Yes.
Do you think, now here's the thing, people are like, yeah, but what if only one or two people rewatch? Would you not do an in-house demo for one or two people?
I would.
Thank you.
I'd show up for one.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because the one turns into 100 and
exactly.
That turns into 100,000. If you can't show up for one, you do not deserve to show up for 1,000. That's just facts.
Absolutely.
I'm a little hard-nosed about it.
No, I love it.
Okay.
Tell it like it is.
Okay.
Real talk.
But it's just social. Like, it's just social. How do you expect to walk into a party and have everybody like, oh, hey, Adrian, hey, Adrian, if you weren't even willing to say
that?
Well,
parties.
Because you talked to one person.
Yeah, because I talked to
Because you went to 100 yeah. parties to talk to one people, so you walk into a party, all 100 say, hey girl, hey.
Yeah.
You did the work with the one, and you proved to one.
Absolutely.
That's how you get to 100.
I love that. Which leads, actually, this question, I think we kind of answered it. Do you get discouraged when, you know, a post doesn't work well and, you know, others doesn't show up, and how do you overcome that? You keep showing up.
Well, you keep showing up, but then understanding why didn't that work?
Yeah.
Like, what happened here? So every time I have a post that just, like, flops, I'm just like, okay, was it the photo? Or was it the fact, so recently, let's just take a real example. We're in July, I posted a 3-part video series on productivity. Now, the reason why I did a 3-part series on productivity was because I had done a productivity, like how to make your month productive. And that video did so well. And I was like, I need to do some more productivity. So I did a 3-part video series that all like, they got worse. With each consecutive one, the views went lower and lower and lower. So now what am I saying? I'm like, okay, Jasmine, they want to know global how to be productive in a month. They don't want to know how to be productive in smaller segments like your life, your business, and social media.
Ah,
so now that I learned.
All
yeah,
in.
But I don't hold it. Like, I'm not upset that I'm like, oh, this one totally tanked. I'm like, lesson learned.
Yes.
Every time something tanks, you send your thanks to the Instagram gods and you say, I learned a lesson what I won't do again.
Yes. I love that. Okay. How did you teach yourself to become a photographer? And do you have any go-to resources or did you take courses? Was it just something that you just were passionate about? How did you become to be a photographer?
Well, the same thing that I talk when it comes to social media, I'm a practitioner.
Mm.
Like the only way you become a master is if you step into how amateur you are.
Yeah.
So this goes for social media, it goes for photography, it goes for knitting, it goes for playing the piano. Like how did you teach yourself? You teach yourself. You go to YouTube, you type in.
Now we have YouTube.
What? Yes,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like you type in anything you want to learn. You can learn, you could type in the type of camera you have and photo tutorial.
Yeah.
Like not only it's like how to become a photographer. No. You could say these are my tools. This is where I'm at. This is what I want to do. And then you get thousands of video tutorials.
Yeah.
I say I graduated from the University of Google.
There you go.
Everything you need is on the other side of Google.
What did we do before Google? And you know what the funny thing about learning something new is that since we've been pseudo lockdown or been on, you know, the past few months, it's been a perfect time to learn something new. Don't come out of this without learning something new.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And now you have Google and you can be better than you were before.
Yes.
You know, jump out and make it happen. So beyond Instagram, this is another question. Beyond Instagram, what other platform would you say is booming right now?
Oh, TikTok.
I knew you were going to say
TikTok.
That.
Okay, and here's
I'm
the thing.
So
you could,
afraid of TikTok.
I want people to like legitimately follow the hot mess that my account is. I just have three videos. No, four. Posted one yesterday. I have four. And here's the thing. I'm so new to it. I don't know if I should say I have four ticks. You know,
oh,
or do
I?
I don't even know. I don't know if it's a talk.
Okay.
Or maybe you say I have four TikToks. I don't know. I don't even know the lingo. But I'm showing up and doing it anyway because I was first a consumer. I was consuming the content to understand the platform. So there was one Saturday where I spent 4 hours on YouTube searching how to do TikToks.
Yeah.
And so then I went to TikTok and I just started trying to understand what is the content that's really working here. And I realized that I thought Instagram was unparalleled when it came to sales.
Yeah.
And what I think now when I see TikTok is that Instagram is unrivaled for marketing and branding. Mm-hmm. TikTok, unrivaled for sales. It is legitimately a series of powerful, entertaining, engaging commercials. Girl, okay. I am watching people produce TikToks that are specific. They're ads. I am watching ads. It states it's an ad, and I'm captivated by the quality and the artisanship and just the sheer entertainment from what somebody is capturing on their phone.
Right?
It's bananas.
So it's not just
bananas.
I know. So it went from like, first of all, it was for the little kids, I believe, like a few years ago.
Well, because it started off as Musical.ly.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing all these adults. So it's not just about, you know, doing the savage dance and all of that.
No,
okay. So I've seen a couple of our distributors on there, and you guys are killing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this? So it's TikTok. So we need to learn how to engage in TikTok. And it's happening.
Yes.
Right?
So and that's here's the thing. We'll loop back to, we want to create the content that we wish existed.
Yeah.
So are there people right now, are there distributors who wish there was a piece of content around one thing? Then that means that the universe is calling you to create it. So like I had said, I'd spent 4 hours on YouTube trying to find tutorials on how to create TikToks, and I wasn't satiated. I didn't find the thing I was looking for. So part of the reason I started TikTok was that so I could document the journey and put behind the scenes of what I'm doing, because then it will convince other hot messes like myself that they too can go out and create on a platform that seems really foreign to them.
So is it just, it's just 15 seconds, right?
Well, you can choose anywhere from 15 to 60 seconds.
Okay, see, we're learning. We are learning here. Okay, so TikTok is the next best thing.
Yes.
So we need to add that to our repertoire of training. We will do that. Or you can YouTube it or Google it.
Right.
They'll tell you how to do it. All right. So let's see. If you were selling Synogens, how would you sell your product on Instagram? What tools, features, and strategy would you use?
Ooh, I would kill it.
Oh, she said she would kill it.
Oh, okay. I would kill it. Like, I know that sounds very ego-driven, but I know. Like, I just
what
think.
What would you do?
I would do what everybody else is doing, but I would just step into the ownership of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we want to apologize for putting out content that makes somebody feel like they want to be sold to. But I want to tell you that I am an Instagram consumer. Every time I see something and somebody shows me how to use it, I buy it. I don't look at it as I'm being sold to. I look at it as I'm being educated. All I would do is create all the edumacation in all the ways. I would legit, like, nobody, like, I would be unrivaled by how many times I would go live. I would go unrivaled when I would show up I would show no makeup to beat face.
Yes.
And I would sit in the suck of how long it took me to get there. Mm-hmm. Because people at a later point in time, when you, after you're live, you could put it into IGTV and people who don't want to watch can fast forward it. So I'm going to sit in my power with a ring light, with my phone on, and beat my face up. Then what I would do is I would use stories. I would chronicle, like, for instance, on this day, I'm coming here. If I was selling Synogens, I would be like, okay, this is my morning routine. I can't decide which lipstick to wear. This is my outfit. I would put it down. I would put a little poll, this one or that one. And then I would have the audience decide. I'm like, okay, guys, we decided on the chartreuse. Here we go. I'm going to do a story of me, a boomerang, me putting it on. I'm going to do it before. I'm going to do an after. I'm going to make it small. I'm going to add a bunch of different arrows. And then I'm going to say, okay, on to the next thing. But first, I moisturize. A boomerang, me moisturizing. I would just show up.
I love that.
You just show up. You just create, share everything you're doing, because people are like, oh, I'm watching micro clips
right.
of education.
And they want more. And then
absolutely.
They want more. And
absolutely.
They want to see what you're going to do tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you create this following.
Yes.
Okay, I love that. Speaking of lighting, that was a question. How do you take a good selfie? What do you do for lighting? What do you do? I know, I was watching you and you're like, I'm sitting right in front of the window.
Absolutely.
I think you were right in front of the window on the floor.
Absolutely.
It was like a Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the key is you use God's light.
Yes.
And God's light is the sun. But you don't want to stand directly in the sun, because what happens is you have a tendency to squint.
Yes.
You go like this, or there's weird shadows on your eyes.
That happens to me all the time.
Oh, let me tell you this tip. Now, here's another thing to avoid. If the sun is right above your head, you're going to see dark shadows underneath your eyes. And even though you've concealed it on up, you just look like a raccoon. So what you want to do is you want to go to open shade. What open shade is you are either under a tree with the light is right here in front of you, and you're in a tree and you're facing the light under a tree.
You're physically in a tree, people.
No, you're in the shade of the tree.
Okay, got it.
So you're in the shade of a tree.
You so have to be really quick.
Here's the thing. I just went outside during the break to do an Instagram story, and I went to God's light, but we're in a parking lot right outside. So what do? It's either bright sun with raccoon eyes. Well, there is a tree at the edge of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Walked down over to the edge of the parking lot. I was like, hey guys, I'm here at the M3 event. I went to the open shade facing the sun.
Yeah.
So if you're watching right now, check out that story. Give me a little bit of love so that you could see what's doing, because I recorded a behind the scenes of what I was doing. You can also stand in shade by standing in front of an open door or a window.
I've heard this. Yes.
That right there is just good light.
Natural light.
Always face your light source without being in the light source.
Yes. Okay. So speaking of light source, so now you've got, you said the ring light. How is that different? Because I personally, I'm asking for myself now, struggle with that as well. Right?
The trick to ring light is that ring light gives you that gorgeous light. But the problem with it is that if you're in like a dark room without windows, you get this like, I'm completely washed out.
Yes.
So what I like to do is if I do use a ring light, I'm still sitting next to a window because the window is illuminating. So this is where you get photographer talk. The window is illuminating behind the light and side light, and the ring light is just lightly picking it up. So you have two light sources that really change the dynamic of a photo that doesn't feel like it's a mugshot.
Right. I love that. Mm-hmm. So what's the key? So you've got your lighting.
Yes.
You know how to do that. So what's the key to a great selfie?
Oh, great selfie is if this was my phone, sometimes people hold their phone here and you're getting a direct to shot, which is fine, but it's very straightforward. If you extend your arm, lift it up entirely, drop the chin, you have a look that's narrowing of the face and catches more features. Yes.
I still don't know how to do the buttons and all. Anyway, so.
Oh, you got to create a cradle. Do you have a phone on you?
I don't.
Okay, so
a
if
cradle.
This a cradle. So I see that's the thing. That's what's happening. The cradle is with your pinky finger. You hold the bottom of your phone with your pinky finger like this. Then you cradle it with your middle finger and your thumb. We've created the cradle. And now what you could do is with your thumb push it down right here and you hold it. Hi guys. Oh. Look at my lips.
Oh. How important are doing Insta stories?
I believe that they help the Instagram algorithm show your content. So if you log into Instagram, you'll notice that there is an order at the top in which your Instagram stories are displayed to you. Mm-hmm. That order is different for everybody, depending on who you're engaging with. So the people you most engage with, their stories appear earlier in your feed. So I have noticed that when people who are engaging with my stories, there's a higher likelihood of them seeing my posts, which is why people are like, well, I don't post on Instagram every day, but I do my stories. That's great, but imagine the power you would have to do stories and a post. And the stories disappear after 24 hours.
Yeah,
your post sits in perpetuity. So then you can have two prongs of your marketing approach be really powerful on Instagram.
So should I do a story and a post on the same day at the same time?
Yes.
Should they be different?
Well, so for instance, you can have a post on Instagram and then you could share that post to your stories if you would like, but the other story should be there to drive engagement. You can have polls, behind the scenes, tutorials, offer your value, your why, inspirational quotes, repurposing other people's stories. Like, it should be more sneak peeks into your day as opposed to a hard sell.
Got it. Oh, I love that. Sneak peeks into your day. Love that. What's the biggest lesson you've learned with using Instagram for your business?
Is that there is power in the direct message. I believe that I convert on sales and direct messages far more than a powerful viral post.
So tell us, if we don't know, what do you mean by direct message?
So a direct message is if you're looking at Instagram and you open the app, in the upper right-hand corner, you will see like a paper airplane. That is an indication that you have messages.
Oh.
And when you are communicating one-on-one, there is a deep and very personal, intimate, private, one-on-one conversation. And people have a very hard time like, oh, well, you know, this product is only like $14.95 or this product is $19.95. Why can't I move the needle? They don't trust you.
Ah.
That's just facts.
Yeah.
If you're not getting the sales that you want, it's not that you're not good. They're just not sure if they trust you to buy from you. Mm-hmm. Because we know that people are selling wildly profitable. Like, I think somebody had said, these are $30,000 worth of product. I'm like, queen, just dust them shoulders off. We know it's possible. Is it possible for you? And the answer is yes, if you build the trust. I believe the quickest way to build trust is at one-to-one direct messages. So when you put out stories, people can message you and say, this is funny. I agree. I disagree. Where did you get that? All of that.
You go back and you talk to them.
Yes.
And I think that's what people forget is that we get the likes, we get the messages, and we know that they're serial likers, right? You didn't even look at it, you just liked it.
Right.
Right. But there's some good nuggets back there out there if you just go back and just look at them and start the conversation, and then you're moving people from being curious to being interested,
absolutely,
educated, and then you convert them.
100%. 100%.
This has been fabulous.
Thank you.
And I think this has been very real. Speaking of real talk.
Thank you.
We just think you are wonderful. We are
thank
so
you.
Glad that you're
I'm
here.
Happy.
And thank you for this one-on-one session.
Thank you.
Superstars, I hope you
thank
got
you
what you came to get and that you're got lots of notes and that you're all your information that you're taking, you're going to go forth and put it into action because that's what this is all about. Jasmine Starr,
you
are a star.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for
you.
Coming and being a part of our PIN
Blessing.
M3.
So what did you think, friend? I personally loved how Jasmine and Adrian honed in on using systems to build a profitable business. As a fan of having a plan for everything myself, I think there is so much truth in that. If you enjoyed this podcast as much as I do, subscribe to the Jasmine Starr Show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are tuning in from today so you never miss a single episode. Thank you so much for listening, and Jasmine will talk to you again super soon.